And good morning and welcome to Tech Talk. And remember, this is an interactive program here on K1. Charles Ball will be entering the studio here in just a moment. And you can always get a hold of us with your tech-related questions at 1-800-749-5936. It is 1-800-749-5936, and that will get you in touch with our tech gurus, which normally would be Charles Miller. He is away on personal business, and Charles Mall is coming up here. He's from IT Village, and he gets around a lot. It's the well-traveled man, and I almost didn't recognize Charles. You go away for a little bit, and you come back. You got a beard just like me.
I do have
yours
some facial
looks better.
Hair.
Yours is darker.
Hey, you look like you've groomed yours a little bit. I haven't learned to do that yet.
Don't worry about it. You're looking great. So how are you feeling? You had a little pneumonia. You had a little COVID.
Oh, yeah.
You look better than ever now. Well, you're the pinnacle of health.
Well, yeah. I am... I'm still working at it because I'm what they call the long haulers.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, the long haulers are the people that actually take time to recover, and all these little side effects are slowly but surely working their way out.
Oh, good. Well, you look like you're in the pink today. But
well, I'm feeling
pretty
good.
Lost a little weight, a little.
I did. I probably lost 25 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow. So, but anyway, I feel good.
So. Oh, great. So what's happening in the world of tech these days?
Well, there's a lot of stuff hanging in the air. Like, for example, the Facebook and Google thing.
Oh, yeah?
Is kind of on the front news because of, you know, the news outlets. Like Australia started this where they told Google and Facebook, well, if you're going to put news on your network, you need to pay for it.
Yeah.
And so Google actually, you know, it's well, they're both global companies, but mm-hmm. they said, okay, well, we'll pitch in a few million dollars because it is a struggling industry. Mm-hmm. You know, the journalism is a challenge.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, they're kind of playing ball. But the others, like Facebook, mm-hmm. not so much. They say, well, we don't need news. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're cutting it off. So right now, it's coming to the United States because... they're going to have to basically address the same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you think about it, the media industry, you know, journalism in general, just like the papers, they're all struggling, mm-hmm. you know, to stay alive. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's this major thing where the tech industry is kind of raising its head, being the size it is. It's mm-hmm. challenging, you know, the status quo because they've always done it. And they've gotten by for free, basically. Mm-hmm. So they're saying, well... you know, the journalism side is going to have to work a little, you know, to get some kind of market share back, or they're going to have to reinvent themselves. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things going on right now that are kind of causing a lot of upheaval. So we'll mm-hmm. see how that trickles, you know, into the United States here, because, you know, we're part of the big world that relies on news real time all the time.
Oh, yeah, we do. We rely on it, but nobody wants to pay for it. It seems like, at least online anyway.
Yeah. So. But in general, I've been kind of trying to keep everything afloat. Mm-hmm. Like for example, the controlled power outage.
You know, oh, how about that?
Did you guys go down here?
No, but by golly, we heard about it from those who did.
Well, that was kind of painful. I have an office downtown.
Yeah.
And, power was out for probably about 4 hours.
Ooh, not
and
good.
And so, you know, I had offices. I got two adjoining offices there. You know, they need their internet, you know, to make their operation work. So I had to... yeah, it took me a little while to get everything back, but we're back. So you learn from those little power outages. Uh-huh. Like, for example, there's one application like this. You know, a lot of people still use Peachtree. I've got this one law office that uses uh-huh. Peachtree. Uh-huh. That every time the server gets restarted, updated, it knocks Peachtree out. And it takes a while to get it back. This just doesn't pop right back. So I basically took that whole environment, moved it off to a dedicated workstation, and it works so much better.
Good.
There was something on that server environment it did not like. So I had stuff like that I was working into the mix. So I said, well, you know, if I'm going to make changes, you know, because I'm forced to, I might as well make improvements.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing runs so much faster, it's cleaner, and it doesn't have those kind of issues now. So yeah, slowly, I try to incrementally make these improvements to my environments for my customers so that it's a little bit more palatable.
It just like the lights going out, people can go without light a little bit, but by golly, you cut them off their computer. That's a whole new ball game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But look at all those Texans. They're struggling with no power, no water. Uh-huh. They've never had to deal with those kind of issues now. And
one of the fellows says, look, we're kind of built for heat down here, not for this business.
Yeah. But, the big push is still to work from home. Because, but you got to have power.
You have to have
all your stuff. And so, there's going to be a lot of changes here this year that is going to affect everybody's day-to-day operation. Just like some companies are saying, well, do you have to come in at all? So there's going to be so much real estate now. You think about all the office space that's in the whole country that's not coming back. Or maybe some limited fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Salesforce is one of them. It says, there's very few people that really need to come in. So, it's going to restructure a lot of things in a whole different way. But on the other side, there's really opportunities for people who didn't have the option to work remote. They can work from home now. And so there's kind of a different generation of jobs which introduces new skill sets that have to do with just a variety of things. All of a sudden, they weren't there before.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's also created some flexibility other than just, where you work, but also how you work. Because time management is a different ball game when you work remotely.
Very true. Very true. You have to manage your time and your space, so everything is kind of in flux right now, because for me it's just first of the year is when I hit the wall with this whole COVID. And I'm still I'm a long hauler, so I'm crawling. I feel like a bear just crawled out of my
hibernation,
and I'm looking at the sky. Boy, it's bright out here.
Hey, that is the sun, isn't it? We hadn't seen that one for a while. It came out yesterday, and I was nearly blinded. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, So I'm awake. I'm back at it.
Great. We're going to take a little bit of a break, Charles, and then we're going to be right back with more of our Tech Talk program after this 1 minute timeout.
It's that time of year again when old man winter is rearing his ugly head. Be sure your furnace is ready for winter. Carbon monoxide is odorless and deadly. Call Ernest Heat and Air at 918-335-3057. Be safe, not sorry. That's Ernest Heat and Air in Bartlesville, 918-335-3057. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, and of course the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Well, when the power goes out, you have to figure a roundabout, don't you?
I guess. Yeah. Roundabout is, that's the game now.
7:40 is our time, and we're back with Tech Talk with Charles Mall. And our phone line, if you'd like to come in to the conversation, is 1-800-749-5936.
Well, 2021 has taken off a whole lot different than I think a lot of people anticipated.
Oh, yeah.
We thought we were going to get clear of this this COVID business, and everything was going to kind of settle into normalcy, but it's going to take a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. 2020 was heck, and 2021 is heck freezes over.
Yeah. So. Very true. Very true. Well, one of my missions is, when I started really, getting, because, when I was kind of set back, where I couldn't hardly move. Everything was in slow motion.
I bet it was.
As a matter of fact, it still kind of feels that way. but I'm really taking advantage of the fact that now I can look at everything at a whole different pace. So every little old thing that pops up is significant in some way. So I'm changing my priorities quite a bit as far as what I focus on, because a lot of stuff doesn't get taken care of because I'm always in a hurry. I'm always going to the next thing, you know, just kind of rushing from here to there. That's kind of the IT business for me up to now. But now I'm saying, is it really that important? You know, so I'm basically breaking it all the way down, saying, okay, my focus really is on the infrastructure piece. I got to make sure that's not only working, but it's progressively getting better. Like, for example, these little power situations, like this little Peachtree database, you know, for the accounting stuff. You know, those little improvements are going to make a big difference down the road. So everyone, you know, kind of benefits, because, you know, I have probably a handful of customers that still use Peachtree. And the other one is QuickBooks, which that's the one that's probably the most common. But, you know, both of those programs are so antiquated. I mean, these things were written back in the 80s and updated in the 90s, but they're old software that really isn't designed for the newer platforms. They're always adjusting. Well, let's put it in compatibility mode. Let's figure out how to make it work in this environment. So now you create this hodgepodge of old and new, and it's just a struggle. So you have to kind of look at the dynamics. Okay, what is this thing really wanting? It's like behavioral science.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's not behaving, you know, like a normal program. So, and that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. So I'm breaking it down and going into storytelling mode on how these environments are evolving or how they should. Uh-huh. You know, because to me, if you can't make it better, then there's something wrong, because IT is all about change and it better be improving. So that's what I focus on, and I'm going through all this stuff, because it seems like the name of the game anymore is, let's see how much money we can get people to spend on stuff. Because I see all this software on machines that half of this stuff doesn't even belong. I mean, people aren't even using the software they have on their machine. So I'd like to start ferreting that stuff out, because all of a sudden, you know, you get these subscriptions. Like, for example, yesterday I get on my account, and I look, I say, okay, Flipboard is charging me $3.99 for what? I've never signed up for anything on Flipboard. I mean, I have a membership, but I didn't know it was a paying membership, and then all of a sudden they start charging me. Well, this is what's happening with the subscription stuff. They don't even ask you now. Like, you know, like on the TV, like Fire TV or Roku, you have subscriptions for Disney Plus or, you know, all these applications that are, you know, they're legitimate, but they should at least ask you.
Oh, yes.
And then when they start doing auto-renew, I mean, I had another renewal I saw yesterday was from Bluehost. Bluehost is a web hosting company. I've never signed up for Bluehost, and I'm getting billed. You know, so it's stuff like this now. All of a sudden, it's working its way into your bank account for no good reason. So all my subscriptions are getting broke down. I said, okay, do I really need this? You know, do I, you know, because now, because a lot of stuff, it's hard to really decipher, okay, what does this belong to? Who is this? So, you know, I have to kind of ferret that stuff out. And that's what I am kind of focused on, is going into the detail of this trail. You know, I've been trailblazing now for decades, and now I'm looking at all these services. Okay, did I really sign up for this, or, you know?
What's even worse is, what is this?
Right, exactly.
That's a big surprise, too.
I've never used Bluehost before. I mean, I've looked at it, and because it looks like a good service, but then they started billing me for, you know, something
looking
I didn't
it.
Even sign up for.
Wow.
Yeah, so you really have to watch out for stuff like that. So that's what I'm going through is, okay, what is this really doing for me? Because it's got to be a two-way street. If it doesn't do something for you, it's taking resources and taking time that you don't need to be wasting.
Great. So it sounds like you're really paring down. You're really taking a look at all the details, not only in business, not only in practical application of what you do, but also everything else.
Well, it's just your day-to-day stuff, you know. It's time management, like you say. When you're in business, you don't have time to waste on stuff that really doesn't do anything for
you. Correct.
So that's why I just got set up to do online payments, which I've avoided forever. But that seems to be a lot more natural way, because a lot of people say, well, can't you just charge me so much and do it online? I said, okay. So I'm whittling down my customer list. So I don't do things on Facebook or in general. I just have my customer list and where I keep people abreast. So that's what I'm going to do more of my storytelling is of all the stuff that I've found. This is what really needs to happen, and describe their computing environment so that they can kind of have a leg up on how to keep moving forward. You know, so a little bit at a time, I'm kind of getting into, you know, first of all, just describing my environment, because I probably have, you know, half a dozen computers myself. They're all dedicated for very specific functions. So I'm going to start describing, okay, why does it really need to be this complicated? You know, because most people don't need that much stuff. But,
you know, so that's a question we can ask in our lives. Does it really have to be this complicated?
Right. Trying to get it down to simple anymore is a real challenge.
You
really have to work at it.
Oh, my.
You really have to work at it. And, like, for example, I my wife was working on her contact list to update her refrigerator, vendors and, her contacts. And we put all that in, or she put it all in Outlook, and then trying to create a view where it produces that same grid, you know, that fits on the refrigerator where she's got access to it, because she's one of those that has to physically see a piece of paper. And that was a chore. I said, wait a minute, why is it taking so long to do something so simple? But that's the way a lot of these programs are. Like, Microsoft is notorious for getting, you know, you into some program that all of a sudden you feel like you're locked in. I said, well, how come I can't move here? You know, I have no mobility in this environment because it's designed to do this, this, and this. And then they bring Teams into it, and they bring all these other programs that you really didn't sign up for, but they're in your face.
You know? And then they invade your life.
Yeah, what did I do to deserve this? So I'm whittling away stuff like that, describing how you can turn things like that off. Do you really need Teams popping up every time you start your machine?
No.
Probably not, but it's there. So, and trying to turn this stuff off, it's a little bit of work. So hence my storytelling mode. It's time to get into that.
Very good. We're going to take a little bit of a break, Charles, and we will be back with our Tech Talk program right here on your favorite radio station after this 1 minute timeout.
It's 2021.
And Patriot Buick GMC in Bartlesville
is shattering every new car sales record.
Patriot Buick GMC in Bartlesville is overstocked with hundreds of quality used vehicles, up to 70% off original MSRP. Purchase your next used vehicle at Patriot Buick GMC in Bartlesville for only $20 down and $21 per month. Cars, trucks, SUVs, $20 down and $21 a month. Buyers on site to pay cash for your trade. $20 down and $21 a month on used vehicles exclusively at Patriot Buick GMC. We'll beat any deal, period. See our entire used inventory at GoPatriotAuto.com. Patriot Buick GMC in Bartlesville.
Patriot GMC. It just feels right.
70% off 2012 Dodge Ram. 200-213A original MSRP 36030. 2017 Trax. Stock PC2934. 20 down, 21 per month for first 3 months. $199 per for next 84 months.
And good morning and welcome back. This is Tech Talk right here on your favorite radio station. And Charles, I think we have a call here. Welcome to Tech Talk. Good morning. Your question or comment?
How are you? It's Mark.
How you doing, sir?
Well, good. Hey, I've been really busting my tail over here, and I just wanted to report that I'm freeing myself from NTFS for good. I'm going EXT4. That's the Linux file system.
Yeah, NTFS is the Microsoft file system. Started with NT. So
correct.
You're saying you're trying to make a break from that?
I am making a very clean break. I'm converting all of my archives. Mm. I need to be free of the corporate Microsoft yoke.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of takes over. Well, you know, the whole file format stuff, you almost have to constantly stay vigilant with that, because moving forward, like, for example, if you were trying to use files that you created today, like 5 years from now, there may be some adjustment. And that's why a lot of this stuff is moving to the cloud, is, you know, the formats themselves are making these little adjustments. But it's hard to know what they even use, because, you know, when you go to the cloud format, we're talking about using somebody else's computer. Now you have just that less control.
85% of the cloud is running ext4 or btrff, because it's all Linux. So I'm not really too concerned about that. And from my experience, moving over, I mean, Linux has been virtually stable forever, and ext2, ext3, ext4, ext4 is backward compatible with ext2. You will never find that in the Microsoft world.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, I'm making the shift. I'm running Software RAID. You know I've got a giant server, and it's kicking, you know, everybody else's tail. I'm not switching. And everything I need to do for my daily computing, including downloading apps from Google and other applications, I'm finding Linux versions available for immediate download just by browsing the web. It says, oh, you've got Ubuntu 64-bit Linux. Would you like to download the app? Bang, zoom, there it is.
Hmm.
Everything I need.
Yep, yep. Linux is pretty common anymore. I know people that use Linux for their day-to-day computing power. They don't need Windows because, you know, it's back to this, getting out of the clutches of the Microsoft world with Windows. Yeah, you could run Linux and do pretty much the same thing, and it doesn't cost you anything. So yeah, it's a good option.
But
you know, the other thing
the
is...
The other thing is, it works like Windows 7. No extra click to do anything like under Windows 10.
Yep.
It just works.
Yep, you gotta figure out what works for you, because one thing I've noticed is everybody's got their own little environment that they're used to, that they like, they're mm-hmm. comfortable with, and you just, it's like building a nest, you know. Once you build your nest and get all the stuff around you, that you got to make it work for yourself.
Well, one of the things I did for a friend of mine was build her a Linux on a stick. She can go to any PC, boot that stick, and she has her entire Linux world wherever she takes that thing, and it's on her keychain.
Yeah, you can do the same with Windows. You can put everything on a stick. You know, that's not for IT guys. That's kind of a
standard.
Yeah, that's what you do when you have to troubleshoot a machine. You can't get into it. You just boot off your own operating system. Yeah, so there's a lot of mobility. You know, you can get around to do a lot of stuff on machines that you didn't have that option before. But yeah, Linux, Windows, it's all becoming a blur now. So the main thing is getting sucked into the cloud.
We're going to see that Microsoft will see the way of Apple, and you will find a Linux kernel running Windows within the next 4 years.
Hmm. Well, you know, the guy who is the CEO of Microsoft, he was the cloud, he was responsible for their cloud strategy, and he's a strong Linux guy. So you already see, like, Azure, you know, which is their cloud-based service. Windows itself, you know, will run the Linux kernel. You can run Hyper-V and run, you know, so it's actually already working its way into the mainstream, you know. And then on the Mac side, mm-hmm. you know, they have this Linux core. Oh, shoot, this 20 years ago they started that, you know. So they all have Linux core elements in them that make them much quicker and responsive. So, yeah. It's a big blend. It's a big blur now as far as the operating systems go.
All right.
Well, I think it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks for the time. You guys enjoy yourselves, and I'll keep listening on the air.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate your participation. Thank you. All right, Charles.
Yeah. It is. It keeps evolving. But the thing is, you know, they keep adding computer power. Like, for example, on the Mac side, you know, that M1 is really getting a lot of attention because of this, you know, everything moving back to this reduced instruction set, which is essentially what that M1 chip is doing. And now Microsoft is looking to build their own because they're starting to see the limits of the Intel processor, where you one thing spawns off so many processes, and it's gotten so complicated to the point where, you know, now you're having to kind of redo your whole operating system. That's why everything is becoming modular now. Like the so it is evolving. But, you know, as far as our day-to-day stuff, I'm more concerned about, you know, this suction into the cloud, you know, everything. Because essentially when we talk about moving to the cloud, you're using somebody else's computer. And when it gets right down to it, do you want to really have to depend on everything running elsewhere? You know, because it's not your machine now. Just like with Microsoft, it's a license. You have a right to use their license. You don't own anything.
No, you're just, you're renting.
Yeah, you're renting space, and they allow you to do things. Well, to me, you know, back to this building nest scenario, you got to make it work for you. Because if you end up playing somebody else's game, you know, it's just, I just don't see the point.
It ain't good.
Not good for you.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, life goes on. Technology stuff goes on. And these big institutions now, like we're starting to see, you know, they've got so much control that everybody now wants to kind of get in the mix. So like this Australian thing with Google and Facebook, that'll be in the news this week in kind of a major way. But, you know, I'm more focused on, okay, what is this doing for me? You know, all these subscriptions and all these softwares. I've got tons and tons of software running on my machine. I said, does it really need to be this complicated? You know, like, for example, when you pull up Microsoft Word or Outlook or Excel, there's like a zillion commands you have there, and which you maybe use 1% of. So how do you get it back to where this works for me? You know, this this creates my my contact list for the refrigerator. You know, it's simple things like that you should just be able to do. Yeah. You know, without making it such an ordeal, because I spent like an hour and a half messing with that the other day, and that's what made me think. I said, why are we doing this to ourselves?
Let's unclutter.
Yeah, unclutter is right, because springtime's coming up, and I think we're all more than ready for it.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, we are. You know, not only for our health, but also for our mental health. Oh, boy, it's been a cold winter. This February has been a long decade.
It's been brutal. Just brutal. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like I'm sticking my face outside and then feel like it's getting ripped off by the cold. Yeah.
Where can we find you online?
ITVillage.one, because I'm going to start my storytelling mode and kind of focusing on my customers and the activity I've got going on with myself, you know, as far as my environment and what I'm doing for them. So people can kind of ride that wave themselves. You know, either it fits for them or it doesn't.
Charles, thank you very much for coming in. I know that you probably would like to be in the warmth of your own home today, but golly, it's great seeing you again and continued great recovery. It's time for news, so we'll talk to you in just a wee bit. Thanks for tuning into Tech Talk.
Are you getting married? Get the gift of life and